The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again in our new episode of our program The second caliph of Islam, Umar bin Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. In this program, we talk about the excellence, the honor, the grandeur of the second caliph of Islam, our master, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, radiyallahu anhu, and enlighten our hearts with his love further. Inshallah, Zawajal, today we'll talk about a very important aspect of his life, which is also a great learning curve for us, and something for us to also understand how important this very element that we will talk about, inshallah, is for us as well. What will we talk about today? Today we will talk about the du'as that Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu would ask, the supplications that he radiyallahu anhu would ask, those du'as that are narrated by other companions, Ali ibn Ridwan, in relation to Farooq al-Azam radiyallahu anhu, that these are the du'as that he radiyallahu anhu would make in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will come back to our topic, but first of all, let's enlighten our hearts by listening to the virtue of sending salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. There are many benefits and blessings of sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In a noble hadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam stated that he who recites salat upon me 1,000 times a day shall not die until he sees his abode in paradise. Subhanallah. Such a great honor, such a great excellence there is for the one who recites salat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam 1,000 times a day. We should also make this habit. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, we're talking about dua, and in particular the du'as that Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu asked. But before we delve into our discussion of the du'as of Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, let's try to understand the concept of du'a, supplication, that how important it is for us and what exactly does it mean. Now, when we talk about du'a, then remember that du'a is an action that enables us to attain proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And du'a is something because of which we attain forgiveness, because of which we attain bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of which we attain ease after hardship. And above all, asking du'a, supplicating, is the beautiful sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, an action that was continuously performed by the noble elites of this ummah. This is an action which is deemed to be the essence of worship, not only worship, but the essence of worship. This is what supplication is. This is what dua is. And dua is considered to be a great blessing and privilege from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his sinful servants, to the sinful bondsmen of his. Dua is a beautiful reward, is a great gift that Allah Almighty has given them. Because earlier we mentioned that by the virtue of dua, we attain forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we attain proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we get our needs fulfilled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, afflictions are removed by the virtue of dua, so and so forth. So dear viewers, dua is a very superior form of worship and a special gift and blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his sinful servants. And the noble elites of this ummah, the pious predecessors, this was among their common practice to supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when this is the case, dear viewers, we can imagine and understand that the higher a rank one possesses, the more used to he would be in supplicating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when we have established that dua is a very superior form of worship, then of course, the more superior rank a person has, the more he will be engaged in a superior form of worship. So dua, is a very superior form of worship which we should not neglect, which we should not be heedless towards, and we should always, always and always ask in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make this habit and routine of ours that we should supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our needs, for our forgiveness, for ease in our life, for tranquility of heart, whatever permissible need or desire there may be, you may have, we should supplicate for it in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as dua is not only worship but the essence of worship. And considering how excellent form of worship this is and what great virtues this very form of worship has, let's now look at the seerah of the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. How would he supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What supplications would he make in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we can also, one, make those supplications in the court of Allah Almighty, as those were the supplications that were made by Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu. And two, we can also develop a mindset through those supplications, through the wordings of those supplications, and understand how should we humble ourselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite being pious, the pious individuals, they would consider themselves to be sinners in the court of Allah Almighty out of humility, out of humbleness. Despite being the leaders of the generous ones, they would still consider themselves to be among those who haven't performed anything to be declared as the generous ones. This was their rank. This was their station upon which they were stationed. So through these du'as, inshallah, we would also develop a mindset that how should we humble ourselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What wordings should we use in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And we should also be used to asking these du'as, as these du'as are narrated on the authority of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, or by other companions, that Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu would make these du'as. So let's inshaAllah go through them. The first du'a of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu that we'll talk about today is after the apparent passing of the first caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, he became the second caliph of Islam and he became the Khalifa, he delivered a long sermon before the people, and at the end of it, he made dua in these words. He said, Allahumma inni ghaleezun falayyani, meaning, O Allah, I possess strictness, grant me softness. Then he says, O Allah, I'm weak, grant me power. And then he says, Allahumma inni bakhilun fasakhini, meaning, O Allah, I spend less, make me generous. Now look at the level of humbleness of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, the words that he's using in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to supplicate. Now, Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, can you imagine when he says, Oh Allah, I'm weak, grant me power. Now, Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu's power, can you imagine how powerful he was? He was the one that even from his shadow, Satan the accursed would run away. He's the one that by listening to his name, the disbelievers, they would tremble with fear. This is Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu. But yet, look at his humility in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, O Allah, I'm weak, grant me power. Because Allah Almighty is the all-powerful. Allah Almighty is the most omnipotent. So when you present yourself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, we need to understand the manners of presenting our pleas in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Humbleness is the key, humility is the key. And look at the wordings that Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu used when he presented his plea in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Humility was at its peak. Sayyidina Zaid bin Aslam radiallahu anhu, he narrates from his father, Sayyidina Aslam radiallahu anhu, that Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu would supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pass away in Madinat al-Munawwarah in these words. O Allah, grant me martyrdom in your way and grant me death in the city of your beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Now, in this very dua, dear viewers, we can see the wordings of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, which reflects the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as well, and also the importance of having the desire of passing away in the city of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We can see that how desirous he was of attaining martyrdom in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But not only that, but also to have death in the city of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now two things we can take out from this very dua of Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu. Number one, how desirous he was to strive in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and attain martyrdom. He knew the rank of martyrdom and this is what he desired. But then the second part of the dua, he says, grant me death in the city of your beloved, in the city of your messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now this part of the dua, these wordings reflects his love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that he wants to die in the city of the beloved messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And when he's presenting this plea in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's using those words, that not Madinatul Munawwara. He says, fi baladi rasulik, not Madinatul Munawwara, fi baladi rasulik, in the city of your messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This shows the love of Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And this is also a universal principle, dear viewers, that whom you love, anything that is associated with him is also beloved to you. So when it comes to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he was the center of love for all the companions. And Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu, the purpose of his life was the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, serving the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. So he knew the status of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam better than us. He knew that anything that is associated with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam also becomes beloved, also becomes revered, also becomes eminent. So when it comes to having the desire of passing away in the city of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he's supplicating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through these words, where he's not only asking to pass away in Madinatul Munawwara, but within the dua he's also expressing his love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. This dua again contains beautiful pearls of wisdom for us, that how shall we supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what kind of mindset should we have while supplicating in the court of Allah Almighty. Next dua that we will talk about, it is stated that Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu, when he would make dua, he would do so in these words. He would say, Allahumma tawaffani ma'al abrari wa la tukhallifni fil ashrari wa qini azab al-nari wal hiqni bil akhyar. Meaning, O Allah, grant me death with the pious people. Do not keep me remaining amongst the evil, save me from hell and keep me among the pious people. Make me join the pious people. Now look at again the humility of Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu in this dua. He is the leader of the pious. He is the most superior amongst the entire ummah after Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu. He is the beacon of guidance. He himself is the leader of the pious. If someone wants to become pious, he ought to follow the footsteps of Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu. He ought to understand piety through the conduct of Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu. Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu is someone who is looked upon even by other companions. Other companions would learn piety from the court of Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu. But yet in this dua, he is praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah, grant me death with the pious people. Do not keep me remaining with the evil. Save me from hell and make me join the pious people. Allahu Akbar. Whereas the pious people, they desire to be in the feet of Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu. And yet the humbleness, the level of humility of Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu is such where he's supplicating in these words in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next dua, dear viewers, is of wearing clothes. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu anhu narrates that once Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu wore a new garment. And he says that, I assume that he made this dua before putting on the garment. So the dua was, Alhamdulillahi alladhi kasani ma uwari bihi awrati فأتجمل به في حياتي. Meaning all praises for Allah, who clothed me with this garment with which I conceal my private parts, and I attain adornment through it in my life. So he carries on to say that then he radiallahu anhu, meaning Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, said, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam saying that whoever wears new garment, whoever wears new clothing and says, Alhamdulillah alladhi kasani ma wari bihi aurati wa atajammalu bihi fi hayati, the same dua that we mentioned earlier. And then he says that whoever wears new clothing, makes this dua, then once that clothing becomes old and he gives that clothing in charity, then he will remain in the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his life and also after death, after his passing away. Subhanallah. Now, look at this beautiful dua of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh, which Abu Umama radiallahu anh narrated. And then Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh is stating that he heard the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam saying that whoever makes this dua, whoever makes this dua whilst wearing new clothing, and then after it becomes old, gives it in charity, then he will be in the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world and in the hereafter. So dear viewers, where we are learning about our conduct when we present our pleas in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are also learning about the manners, the teachings of Islam as well, that alhamdulillah, Islam guides us from all aspects of our life. And even to wear new clothing, we've got a beautiful dua that we should make in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after that clothing becomes old, we should give that in charity. And we've heard about the reward of it, that that very person who, when wearing the new garment, make this dua that we mentioned earlier, and after that clothing becomes old, gives it in charity, then what would he get? He would be in the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his life as well as after he passes away. And Imam Ibn Majah rahimahullah has mentioned this narration in Sunan Ibn Majah. Subhanallah. So we should also, dear viewers, learn this dua or at least have it written. We can perhaps also have screenshot of Madani Channel TV screen. The dua is being showed on the TV screen right now. If you can have a screenshot of this and try to memorize it by heart, otherwise have it written, have it saved in our mobile phones somehow, so we can also make this dua whenever we are changing our clothes. Inshallah, we will also get the blessing that we've just heard about. O Allah Almighty, indeed you are aware of my worth and you also know my need. Thus, please fulfill my need from your court in such a state that I am scattered and I get my needs fulfilled with your bestowment. And I call upon in your court and I attain from your court. So, O Allah, forgive me and shower your mercy upon me. And when Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh would have completed his Salatul Layl, after he would have finished prayer, then he would ask in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these words, O Allah, I do not consider anything of this world to be everlasting, and I do not consider the worldly states to be same either. O Allah, grant me the ability of having the conversation of knowledge, and grant me the ability to observe silence upon the rulings of Sharia, and do not grant me wealth so much, meaning the wealth of this world so much, that I become misguided, and neither do withhold this world from me to such an extent that I forget about you, because the sustenance that is just enough is way better than a vast amount of sustenance that renders a person heedless. Allahu Akbar. Look at the wording of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh, the humbleness and humility of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh, that he's pleading in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where towards the end of this dua, he radiallahu anh is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not grant him so much wealth that he becomes misguided. Whereas can we even imagine for tiniest of a second that can ma'azallah, summa ma'azallah, Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anh ever be misguided? But look at his humility. Look at his humility that he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not give him so much wealth that he becomes misguided. And do not withhold this world or lessen this world from him to such an extent where he forgets him. Whereas Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, every second, every moment of his life was spent in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can one even imagine him forgetting Allah Almighty because of not having wealth, because of not having sustenance? There are those noble individuals whose iman and faith would strengthen even further whenever they would be tested with any calamity. But yet his humility was such that he would use these words that, "O Allah, do not open the doors of this world upon me so much that I become misguided." As we've seen normally, that sometimes abundance of wealth also misguide people. People, they, ma'adallah, get astray from the right path when they get so much wealth. And on the other hand, poverty also leads people to forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as they're all the time running after this world and acquiring wealth. And they ultimately forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these words of Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu, and we should take them as a lesson for ourselves, that this is how we should also supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are great pearls of wisdom hidden within these words of dua. Humility is one, but then we also see that abundance of wealth can also be a cause of misguidance for someone. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with abundance of wealth, then make sure, we all need to make sure that it doesn't become a means of guidance for us. And if Allah Almighty is testing us through destitution, then we should still remain firm upon faith and we should not forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what a beautiful pearl of wisdom Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu mentioned towards the end of this dua, saying that just sufficient amount of sustenance, just enough amount of sustenance, that is just enough for us, is way better than the vast amount of sustenance that renders a person heedless. SubhanAllah. If we can live our life in the light of this very principle that Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu mentioned towards the end of this very dua, imagine what a beautiful and life full of contentment we will lead. What beautiful life we would have for ourselves, where we would be thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would be firm upon faith, and even if our destitution gets turned over with affluence, with prosperity, with a downpour of wealth, the blessing of wealth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then still we would not become misguided and we would thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings that He would shower upon us. These were some sets of du'as that we covered in today's episode. Inshallah, Zawajal, in our next episode, we will cover more du'as of Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu and see that which other du'as there are for us to learn from the seerah of Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu. What messages we can take from those du'as? What can we learn from those du'as and enlighten our hearts further, inshallah. So don't forget to join us in our next episode again, where we will continue our discussion regarding the supplications of Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu. And we will continue our discussion from where we are leaving today. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu.